CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters is banned by a judge from running November's election. CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The district court judge sided with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who sued to remove Peters as the county's designated election official. Peters allegedly participated in a security breach of the county's voting equipment that led to sensitive voting information being shared online by a prominent election conspiracy theorist. Peters' lawyer says she'll appeal. In the meantime, a former Secretary of State and a former county clerk, both Republicans, have been appointed to manage the upcoming election. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Evraz steel mill in Pueblo will soon be almost fully powered by solar energy. CPR's Miguel Otalero was there yesterday for a solar project launch.
From this spot, you can see the coal-fired Comanche Power Station run by Xcel Energy, the Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel Mill, and an array of 750,000 solar panels. Company officials announced the Bighorn Solar Project in 2019. Now they're here celebrating its opening. The project should be fully operational next month. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
El Paso County reaches a milestone. At least 70% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. It's the 22nd Colorado county to reach that level of vaccination. More than 60% of El Paso residents are considered fully vaccinated. There is rain and snow and cooler temperatures for much of the state today. A mostly sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News.